Quarter after one, it's time. The Bob and Dan Show present to you a tradition unlike any other. It is the Irv and Joe game. Now, you might be asking, what are you talking about? In fact, I was asked who Urban Joe is. U-R-B-A-N, Joe. No, Irv and Joe. I-R-V and Joe. This is a game we played for many, many years. Got away from it, but now are getting back in it. And this is the New Orleans edition, the first ever New Orleans edition. What it is, basically, is the members of our show calling a radio show in the locale in which we are presently stationed. And basically square off against each other without the host knowing it. And frankly, the host may never know about it. He may just go about his show thinking he had a few kind of weird callers. It doesn't destroy their show. It's not radio terrorism, Dan. It's just us returning to our roots of calling sports radio. The object of the game is to stay on as long as you can. There are some sub-objects of the game, such as changing topics to show that you can basically take over as host of the show.
It's got to be a severe change of topics. You can't be talking about the Super Bowl, Ray Lewis, and then Kaepernick. Those aren't two topics.
Right.
Okay? That's one topic. If you're talking about Ray Lewis PEDs, and then I liken it to the way we can talk to Norm's old intern, the sports savant. What's the guy that beat up TC?
James.
Just the, you're talking about the Super Bowl.
Beat him up bad.
And then saying, oh my gosh.
Sorry, TC.
You're talking about the Super Bowl, and then it's, hey, looks like Tiger's back, doesn't it?
Right. Total change of direction. And then the other thing is you get additional points or time. I believe 10 seconds for each topic, 10 seconds for each legitimate ticket shtick you throw in. That makes no sense in the context of their show, but it is actual ticket shtick, like maybe asking, what about eggs? Or something of that nature. So, we called a New Orleans radio station, and what? The ticket, right?
Yeah. Oh, why is it called the Irv and Joe game?
Oh, great question, Dan. Because the very first time we ever played this, it was because two old dudes in Denver were hosting a show named Irv and Joe, and we could not believe how long they let their callers stay on.
I think we were heading to Stars training camp.
Yes, in Breckenridge. And we started calling and recording and playing back on our show, and we've played
we
it.
We called it, both of us, and we made the game up in the car with Chickering driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a funny piece of audio that I don't know if it exists still, but like 10 minutes after that, a lady called in and busted us and said, I don't know if you know it, but those guys that called you a few minutes ago, they have a radio show in Dallas and
That's
blah,
right.
blah, blah. And we thought that was gold.
That's so, right. All right, so now you have pretty much taken yourself out of the game, partly for technical problems, but partly because...
One was technical, and the other was that you guys are way better than me.
Which is rare, because you're the Patriots. You've got a lot of titles.
Yes, but I've been very good at this game in the past. And we've gone about it in different ways. I usually try to lead them and let them talk a lot, whereas you try to hijack.
Might have lost his fastball.
Maybe. We get soft when we have kids. Things are different now. I view the world through a different lens. But one is a technical deal that the streaming, I don't know if streaming listeners ever hear this on the ticket, but the streaming might have lost half of my call. So, I did call, as we can evidence here a little bit.
You can know how to can grab and extract some deer antler spray.
In fact, how could you? But... aren't deer antlers solid?
Okay.
I don't understand.
The dude also sells hologram crystals and
right.
healing armbands.
Okay, so
that's you on with Gus.
I was on with Gus and Joe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think is the other guy. Anyway, so let's just go to the two finalists. This is the Super Bowl now. It's Donovan versus Bob.
All right.
So we're looking at overall time. You'll get extra points if you can change topics.
Uh-huh.
And... any ticket stick that you can work in. So, Donovan.
Donovan was first on the course, and I'll tell you, really looked like he perhaps won, and there was no reason for anyone else to compete.
He may have used a different name. So see if you can hear what Donovan came up with.
So there you go, Joe. Clearly, implications, allegations that Deer
start the clock
runs rampant
when they put him
at the University of Alabama.
Yeah,
rampant.
Yeah, I'm not too worried.
Martin, just to chime in on the sports hangover, thanks for calling the Go for the Go hotline, 260-1061. What do you got for us? We're live at Radio Row.
Hey, thanks for having me. First off, I wanted to tell you that Digital Underground, the most underrated rap group in rap history.
That is, Joe. He called for it. Play it.
That's it.
Love them. Do what you like. Sex Package. You can't beat Digital Underground.
Really? He's calling for other songs. You may have to explain.
Hey, there are a bunch of other songs. Shot G was a protege. Come on.
He was. I love Digital Underground. And you guys are at the Media Center, correct?
Yes, we are.
I love getting autographs. Do you think it's worth me coming down there to get an autograph from players? Do you see anyone?
Okay, here's the thing.
Brilliant move.
The best way to get autographs is literally the NFL experience. They actually have an autograph room and table, and I have that somewhere in my list of emails that I
Brilliant
have.
Move. I'm a fan. I'm looking for you guys to give me advice on what to do.
They do have the list of players that are available.
This is like buying
a There are a lot of hot girls at the Media Center, right?
Well, I mean, technically, I guess, Jason, you should probably answer that.
I guess. I mean, if you consider...
You should answer that.
You're asking me, like, as a reporter or a sideline reporter and observing, are there attractive reporters that happen to be female?
There you go.
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, if you can get the best of both worlds, I guess I'll go to the Media Center and try to get autographs and see attractive young ladies.
Well, I mean...
There's brilliant, plenty. He hasn't really talked about anything yet.
Well, you guys talked about the Hornets.
See, now we're starting.
We're two minutes in,
he's starting sports talk.
Please let me know. Am I the only one who is very upset about the Hornets now going to be called the Pelicans?
I don't know if you're the only one that's upset. I think there's some people that are still trying to get adjusted to that sounder as opposed to the beast form. I would probably say, I don't know, percentage-wise, Jason and Joe, what would y'all say from all y'all's friends and everything? Is it 50-50, 60-40, 70-30?
Well, I mean, a lot of my friends are excited, but yeah. I never had a problem with the Hornets name. I didn't understand the big outcry about it. It's
right?
The Utah Jazz and the Colts. There's a bunch of teams that adopted other teams' names, and they don't say, oh, well, that's Baltimore's team name.
Why
you get over it and you move on.
There's not a lot of Jazz in Utah, not a lot of Lakes in Los Angeles,
right.
But there are plenty of Hornets in New Orleans. Let's just keep the Hornets name and don't worry about the Pelicans. How can the Pelicans sound tough? Hey, we're going to play the Pelicans.
If you hear the sounder and you just do a simple YouTube search, you might change your mind.
Yeah, search Pelican Attack.
No, I'm serious. They eat other birds, like... Pigeons are just chilling next to him. He'll just reach down and eat the pigeon whole alive and swallow it.
So what do you think is more dangerous, a hornet or a pelican?
A pelican will go after you.
That's a word.
Look, pelicans freak me out.
Go after you? I've been attacked by hornets plenty of times.
Just lying.
What are you, live in the woods?
There need to be more pelican attacks, I think.
I'm just saying, fellas, it's just... it's not that much history around, you know, the Hornets were okay a couple years ago.
I tell you what, look at the video when you go to the Pelicans website. And if you look at the video that's attached to it, I thought they did a pretty good job in 5 minutes of why it is. And when you kind of look at that video, I'm not saying it's going to change your mind completely, but maybe I think you'd understand more as to why they're going that direction, Martin. I think it's going to take turn and time for all of us to get adjusted to it.
Yeah.
And I think you'll agree with me on this aspect. If they win, you won't care what they're called. I mean, no one really does. I mean, the reason why the Lakers sell the merchandise and people follow them has nothing to do with that. What's a Thunder? Nobody cares about the Oklahoma City Thunder name. It's because they win. They got Durant. They got Westbrook. The Heat. What's the Heat?
Have you been to Oklahoma City?
No, I hear
you. There's a lot of Thunder up there, my
There's a lot of Pelicans. They're not as much as Pigeons, but they're making a comeback. Like I said, check out the video. It kind of gives you a little insight. I mean, there's Pelicans all over the state building, the state flag. It's basically up there with the Florida League. in terms of iconic symbols throughout the
very masterful so far,
you know, the city. So go ahead and check it out. That might help you a little bit.
And I'm going to get some. I don't care how I do it or where I have to go. I will get some deer antler spray.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell you, Joe is willing to be the
topic change.
I don't know, the guinea pig.
Yeah, the canary in the coal mine.
Sure. Look, the Graf has a hurt ankle, and he complained about that. I don't know, Jason.
I've got a hurt whole 5 minutes. Body. I'm ready.
Yeah,
we've passed the 5 minute mark.
How many times did Graf complain about his ankle yesterday?
Well, because it hurts, Gus.
No, I understand. I was getting an accurate count.
Oh, I don't know, a lot, but
right there, I thought I was going.
And he flat out said on the air yesterday that he absolutely will try deer antler spray under his tongue, inject it, whatever needs to happen. So anybody that has deer antler spray out there, send it to the Sports Hangover. We have enough dummies that will test it.
Maybe Lance Armstrong would have won an 8 Tour de France if he had some deer antler spray.
Hey. Like I said,
I don't know.
Lance?
I don't know.
It's still on deer.
Okay.
I want
okay.
deer antler spray.
I want to give it to you.
Thank you very much. Look, I really appreciate that.
Before you hang up,
okay, all right.
I did find the list.
This is ridiculous.
It's over at the NFL Experience. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the highlights. It's about.
He's trying to get off.
It starts at 3
I ran out.
And it goes on to about 9 o'clock. From 3 to 5, actually today, and it's going on right now. It's Mark Ingram, Deuce McAllister. 5-7, Kyle Rudolph. He's the MVP of the Pro Bowl.
Brilliant.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Now he's reading a list.
Toby Gerhart, Steve McCulloch on a day. Tomorrow, Antonio Brown, Victor Cruz, Brandon Carr, Griss Givens, Carl Thomas, Marshawn Lynch, Calais Campbell, Jamal Charles, Cordell Stewart, Ben
Watson. Rosenhaus.
Friday, Doug Martin, Darnell Dockett, Randall Cobb, Sean Weatherspoon, Luke Kuechly. LeSean McCoy, Chris Long, Joe Montana from 5-7.
Wow.
By himself, Joe. Lance Moore, by himself.
Wow.
I'm just saying, Mark Ingram has to share it with Deuce.
I'm roll tight.
Okay, they're together.
That was a free
Lance
minute.
Lance Moore is by himself.
Lance is a diva.
7-9. Saturday, it's Ahmad Bradshaw with Damian Thomas.
He's still reading the list.
Antonio Pierce, Archie Manning, Antonio Cromartie, Willie Rove, Plaxico Burress. I don't know
Burress.
Why.
Burress?
Toby Gerhart again.
French
Willie McGahey. And on Sunday, Derek Brooks,
McGahey.
Chris Givens, Earl
Thomas,
and
the Sunday list.
And Charles Tillman.
And Gus
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's hope he doesn't shoot himself, Plaxico, at the NFL.
Yeah,
experience.
I mean, why is Plaxico Burress signing
on? Look at that one.
Who wants his autograph?
I don't know.
He'll shoot it into your shirt with a gun. It's awesome.
And another thing I'm pretty proud of, you know, I dated a Hooters waitress once, so I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Oh, man, this dude's just laying down the gauntlet.
Hey, you know what? Digital Underground, Hooters, that's what it's all about.
I'm in. There he goes. From now on, when Martin calls, that is his own music as well.
Wow.
7 minutes and 40 seconds.
40?
He might get a bonus because they gave him his own music. If Martin calls, they will play his theme song.
In fairness, it's digital. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's the Martin.
It's Digital Underground Wednesday, though, on their show.
Was it?
Yeah. Hump Day. Humpty Hump. They play Humpty Hump because it's Hump Day.
That's crazy.
Which I think we need to steal.
Done. 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Three different topics because it was basically autographs, pelicans, and deer antler spray went in different directions. So that's 30 more seconds.
Oh, I don't get Plaxico? I thought I got Plaxico. No?
That's not a full topic.
Throwaway line.
Okay, all right.
Because he was reading the list of autographs. So you don't get a different topic for every name he brought up.
And then the Hooters waitress.
And the Hooters waitress. So it's 40 seconds plus 740. What is that, 8:30?
That would be the longest call in ticket history. But just another...
Donovan has 8:30.
So five? He got three topics and two ticket things, or one?
I only gave him one ticket thing.
So
what
that'd be 8:20. That'd be 8:20.
40. Oh, yeah, 40 plus 40. Sorry. You didn't have another. You didn't have a Wilhalla.
No.
All right.
Didn't even think about it, but who did?
Find out next. We have just experienced the halftime show in the Irv and Joe game. The Battle of the Titans here. Donovan went first, called a local radio show. They're on 106.1 here in New Orleans.
The Ticket, of course.
The Ticket. In fact, I think when you were on hold, at least the streaming was playing this, The little Sweet Jack commercial popped up.
A lot of Sweet Jack.
If you know anything about Sweet Jack, you know it's a cumulus entity. So if you are here a Sweet Jack spot, odds are better than 1,000,000% that you're listening to a cumulus station.
So congratulations.
Okay.
You've chosen wisely.
So we're on with our brothers. 106.1. Donovan got through. But it's Bob's turn now. I've already been eliminated from the game, by the way. It all comes down to you guys. Donovan, with topic changes and time in consideration, gets a final score of 8:20. 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Let's go see how Bob is. Let me set up my official timekeeper here, known as iPhone app. All right, you ready to roll? Here is Bob calling a local radio station. If you're in New Orleans, that's when it's local.
Yeah. So Stringer in Lakeview, we'll go to you. What you got?
That is fantastic. So Joe paints this picture, you last caller.
Okay.
Joe's got reindeer antlers. Yeah. So it multiplies the fiber in your muscles.
Yeah.
The downside is you grow antlers, and that kind of stinks. But I'm looking at this whole Ray Lewis case.
Right.
I do wonder if this is a situation where, the eligibility of the player is ever called into question by the league. I didn't necessarily want to call about this, but I am curious if they do nail it down before game time, can't get yanked out of this thing, can he?
He would have to be suspended. And I tell you, the commissioner would have to make he has. He's suspended coaches and players. But he would literally, at this point, midweek, if not later, would have to suspend a player extremely popular in the game, extremely important to that team, and do it. And it would. Here's the thing why I don't think it would happen, Stringer, is because it's already the story of the game, but it would be the story of the game. And I think it's why he reinstated Sean Payton last week. I think it's why he's trying to make this week about the game, only about the game, about these two teams. He doesn't want any controversy, anything going on this week that distracts or takes attention from the game.
I feel like the world would split in half or something. I mean, that would be as controversial as anything. It'd be, imagine if Manti Te'o had won the Heisman with all this going down. Just the idea of all the controversy surrounding it. I can't even imagine that, but... If you don't mind, can I switch it back to the Hornets? You guys were talking about that. You got me all fired up, and I just wanted to throw something around. I like obviously the Eric Gordon era is off and running, and with Davis, and you got some pieces here. But am I crazy in thinking if this team, if its best player is Eric Gordon?
Hey, Stringer.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off, but Joe, play the music. Please. Jason did it again. I'll come right back to you, Stringer, I promise.
Yeah, hold me over. That's fine.
No problem. Joe, we only got a minute left in the show. I need the music. The model is here. He made it to the model.
Whoa, hold me over.
Right before they went to him, they were doing a bid, or they were looking for something here in the media center.
Yes.
And then they found it in the middle of your point about the Hornets. I found it humorous that anyone was all fired up about the Hornets, number one. But you apparently were. And we're 2:24 into the call, but he says, I'll hold you.
He put me on hold. I crap you not. 30 minutes later, they came back to me. I'm not asking for all of that time, of course.
Wow.
I'm simply saying they talked to this guy. They did top-of-the-hour news. They interviewed...
guy about the draft.
Something Bushrod, the tackle for the Saints. What's Bushrod's first name? Anyway, the point is... At about 5:25, they came back to me.
You're just patiently waiting on hold.
And how long had you held before getting on?
About 40 minutes. So now I have put in an hour and 15 minutes to this phone call. And I still only have 2 minutes and 24 seconds in the bank, so I need more.
And this preceded our call to the website, guys? We had an hour-long conference call?
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully cell phone usage doesn't cause brain cancer or else... our little Bob here. All right.
It's been a good run, though.
All right. Two topics so far. Ray Lewis, Hornets. So it's a half hour later.
Yes.
And they see Stringer is still online. By the way, maybe you guys should get extra points, but it'll cancel each other out for good names.
Right.
Those are fabulous names. All right, let's start it up again. You have 224 so far in the bank, Bob.
Okay.
We'll get your takes when we open up the phone lines here in a little bit. We did hold over Stringer again. Thanks for holding on the patience. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, Stringer. What's up, bud?
Man, my burner is almost completely out of battery, but it's all good. No, thanks for keeping me on. So two things. One, Eric Gordon, just watching him play, like his skills, like his future here, just wondering, can this team ever go where it wants to go if Eric Gordon's its best player? Kind of think he might be more of a Robin than a Batman. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that real fast.
Right now, and especially if he's healthy and if he gets to the point where he's in shape, he's absolutely the Batman. I mean, there's no question about it. The guy can walk out of bed and drop down 20 points. He's that good. He makes other players better. I think you've seen Ryan Anderson, Grievous Vasquez, Joe. I mean, you feel free to jump in, too. I mean, Anthony Davis, he spreads the floor. So on that standpoint, I can say he's the Batman. What you're seeing right now is an Eric Gordon trying to get back in shape, trying to get back to where he was. But when he's healthy, he can knock it down.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I'm looking at. But, you know, as a Batman, now you got to take on other teams' Batman as well.
No, I hear you.
Follow the analogy, and I wonder about that. But we got a long ways to go as Hornets/Pelicans fans. I suppose we have to be patient with this and let Davis get to where he wants to go. One last thing, as I was, and this is one of the reasons I hung on for so long, because I really needed the Sports Hangover's help here. Me and some buddies at work, we're talking about New Orleans getting the Super Bowl back. We're so happy about that. It's number 10 on Sunday. So then we started ranking the 9 New Orleans Super Bowls,
okay.
And I got the list now, and I had to bounce it off. You know, my boys, at the Sports Hangover to make sure you guys are okay with this list before we kind of lock you down.
I tell you what, I planned on doing that as a topic on Friday.
Oh!
I can hold that off on that.
Man, can it hold
tonight
till Friday, though? How about top three?
All right, give me your top three.
All right, okay. the top one has to be the most recent one, I'm thinking, just from the proximity of the score, just from the controversy that went into it, the upset,
right?
The fact that New England beat St. Louis in Super Bowl 36. So that, to me, has to be number one on the list.
Okay.
From there, I would say the second best one, you're talking Green Bay, Favre being the hometown kid, coming back, or sort of hometown, right over the border.
Right. Beating the Patriots,
Beating the Patriots, Desmond Howard, the MVP. And then I'm going to go all the way back to Super Bowl XII, the third best one. That's Staubach and the Cowboys against their old quarterback, Craig Morton and the Denver Broncos, back in Super Bowl XII, and I was kind of thinking that's a reasonable top three, although I feel like I'm leaving out the Bears in the Super Bowl shuffle, but that game... The game wasn't close, and Ditka didn't put Walter Payton in for a touchdown, so I had to dock him for that, and that's what
true.
I was telling the guys at the work.
True. All right, dude, we'll talk more about that on Friday, I promise.
Also, on the Pole Boy thing you guys were talking about yesterday,
uh-huh.
Give me Mahoney's.
Mahoney's. That's not bad at all. I mean,
yeah. What time did you say Marshawn Lynch is signing? Or what day was that again at the NFL Experience? Do you still have that list anywhere?
Thursday, 3 to 5.
Okay. All right. Great. Very nice. Hey, and anytime you got Digital Underground, don't forget Tribe Called Quest.
Uh-oh. Now we're requesting certain sounds.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the only one they have.
I hear you. In the house in Wilhalla. You're going to love them.
Stringer in Lakeview, there he goes. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for being patient and holding on.
Nice and clean.
All right, there's a little controversy here. Is Po' Boy a throwaway line or a full topic? Because it certainly is a switch.
Well, it was a topic from yesterday, and I was trying to stall because I could see my...
About the end. Everything's going.
You saw the manager was eking up toward the top step in the dugout, and you're about to get yanked. Although, you almost should get points for being put on hold and kept through, because that's a very good trick. Usually when they're going to get rid of you, you got to just start yelling things.
Right.
And then, in the house, and Wilhalla, is that
Is that one or two?
Two or one, yeah, because they do go together.
Yeah, I think we can stretch this all we want, and Donnie still got the W.
You think so?
He got the guy.
All right, let's give you everything.
He got a bonus minute by getting the guy to read every name in the NFL.
Well, he didn't even ask for that.
No.
Donovan ran out of material.
Hey, if your opponent fumbles to you, what are you supposed to do? Not pick it up?
And you got to pounce on it and take advantage of it.
In fact, the final is, what, 820 total?
Yeah.
So Donovan had...
Donovan had 820.
But he had 740. At the 540 mark, he said goodbye.
Right.
And they said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, history won't remember that.
I need to keep you on the air another 2 minutes. Because... if they didn't call him back, Bob, you win easily.
You if had ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
You had...
pretty clean.
You had
very clean.
6 minutes and 20 seconds, and let's just see if we give you everything.
Uh-huh.
Ray Lewis,
right?
The Hornets,
sure.
Ranking the Super Bowls, boy, that could have gave you an extra 2 minutes had he let you gone on. he only gave you the top three. I'm going to give you Po' Boy, Marshawn Lynch. When's he signing? I give you In the House, and I give you Will Holla.
Okay,
that is 70 extra seconds. That would give you 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Still
not enough.
Still 50 seconds shy of Donovan.
That means the King of New Orleans.
Our new Irvin Joe champion.
It's just so appropriate in New Orleans that I win this thing, you know?
Until he is unseated, the great Donovan.
Wow.
Is the...
You know what? This is my first victory.
Congratulations, buddy.
Ever in anything?
Yeah, ever in anything. I really appreciate it, man. It feels good.
Well, congratulations, Donovan.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And, congratulations to both of you for just playing a good game. It was a shame anyone had to lose. That's the way I look at it.
I think you just look your competitor in the eye and just shake hands and say, we'll see you next time.